Hey everyone, welcome back to the Marketing Cloudcast,
a podcast by Salesforce where trailblazers talk all things marketing.
I'm Megan Collins.
And I'm Tina Razul, host of the Marketing Cloudcast. On the show, you'll hear from industry thought leaders from around the world on key trends and relevant insights that span today's marketing landscape.
And if you like what you hear today, go ahead and subscribe and find more episodes on marketingcloudcast.com.
Hey everyone, hope you are doing well wherever you are in the world. We all know it's a very interesting time right now, and you may be feeling a roller coaster ride of emotions. I know I personally am, being based out of Sydney and seeing what's happening in the United States. And we just want you to know that we are here for you.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, Tina and I are here. And in fact, in today's episode, we're changing things up a bit. And we wanted to bring on our entire cast of producers who have been helping us over the past 3 months as we've literally had to pivot everything that we had planned for the year. And it actually was an exciting opportunity. I mean, I'm thankful for it in a sense of I learned a lot of really interesting stories that I may not have heard before. And that series was this Leading Through Change mini series.
Yeah. I think it also brought us all together, Megan. We all are remote in different parts of the country and the world. And when we first created this series, it was really pivotal because we knew what was important in that time is we needed to provide a platform of empathy and highlight the current realities and real moments that marketers were experiencing and all the different ups and downs in our lives as marketers as we try to move forward into the best work of our lives.
So yeah, to wrap up this Leading Through Change mini-series, we wanted to discuss what we learned. We also want to give you a little teaser of our next series that we have coming out here very soon. But before we dive in here, let's welcome our awesome crew of producers. So Sachin, let's start with you.
Hey everyone, I'm Sachin Shinolakar. I'm a content strategy director for Marketing Cloud and I'm based in Indianapolis. Previously, I was at the Washington Post Brand Studio and Guardian Labs, which is the brand studio of The Guardian US. And in my previous life, I was a magazine reporter and editor.
And Connor, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Connor Wigman. I am on the data strategy arm of our strategic solutions team. So I support our sales teams with different data points and analyses and insights. And we actually are working on scaling those deliverables and sending out those resources right now. But I met Tina and Megan while I was interning last summer, and they have welcomed me with open arms because I came from my high school radio station where I spent 4 years there. Same with my college radio station where I spent all 4 years there. And I really wanted to continue working on podcasts. So this was a great opportunity.
So now that we have our entire podcast, Cloudcast family on this show, we wanted to talk about some of the Leading Through Change highlights of the series because there were a lot of episodes that were meaningful for all of us. I know for me personally, being based out of Sydney, we had to completely reimagine our physical event into a digital one. And that was massive in terms of reframing our mindset, seeing what was possible. And it really was this huge ripple effect for us as marketers to really be able to achieve something that wasn't done before. Sachin, what do you think? What were your highlights from our Leading Through Change miniseries?
So the one thing that when I think back to the early days of the pandemic, when things were just so confusing and crazy, was when we chatted with Haley Nelson of Salesforce about empathetic communications. It just made me understand that marketing from businesses is not just what businesses say, but how they say it. Every word is important, tone is important, and it's something that really came to the forefront early in the pandemic. And so I thought that episode really broke down, you know, why it's so important to be empathetic and show that empathy. in communications and really set the tone for the next couple of months.
Connor, do you have anything that kind of stood out to you or that resonated with you from the series?
For me, it was the Kimberly Clark's Share Square purpose-driven campaign. The effects of this pandemic are going to expand way past this immediate time of shelter in place and quarantine. So it's great to see that they're still reaching out and making an impact on their community based on the resources that they had. So that was one of the most impactful episodes that I heard.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I actually didn't know too much about purpose-driven marketing, like cause marketing, values-based marketing. That was a whole new style of marketing that I hadn't heard of before.
Yeah, it seems like a fantastic concept. And I think it's going to be something that a lot of corporations are going to start to have to look at, especially since corporate social responsibility is becoming an incredibly huge part of every single organization's marketing campaigns.
And kind of speaking about other pieces of marketing that I'm just not as familiar with is all around the nonprofit side of the house. So I thought it was personally interesting to interview like Paul Holman-Kersky from Common Sense Media, just to see, hear his take on how he's shifted priorities and the fact that he had to pause his launch of something he probably worked on really, really hard. And I know, Tina, I know you have put a launch together. I personally have lost a lot of sleep over launches, and I just can't imagine having to totally reimagine a product launch. So hats off to all these folks that we had on the show, and we look forward to checking back in with them later on.
Now, we also wanted to take this time to give you a sneak peek into what's coming up. Now that we are wrapping up our Leading Through Change series, we are transitioning to our new one. And as we're all settling into this new normal, reopening in different parts of the world, we know it's important for marketers to continue to know their customers and create meaningful moments that really matter.
Yeah, now more than ever, we've seen this time and time again, that being empathetic and delivering content in real time and that is relevant is so crucial. And so our next series, we're calling it Moment Makers. And this is where we'll demystify the term personalization. I'm sure you've all heard this buzzword, but what does it mean? Why are marketers feeling pressured to incorporate personalization? What actually is a customer experience officer? What does that role look like? How can these marketers have personalization but also comply with security regulations? What does this mean for the bottom line? There's so many questions about how these marketers are creating these moments. Sachin, is there anything that stands out to you of why this series is important, especially right now?
We're coming up on such an interesting time for marketers. Customers are demanding so much more. They want real-time communications across channels. Marketers really have to figure out how to deliver this. And this is coinciding with new technologies. Artificial intelligence is still new. We're still figuring out how to best use it. But then there's other technologies that are also coming up that are going to influence marketing, such as virtual reality and 5G. And all of this coincides with marketers really having to figure out how to use all this technology to make moments in real time cross channels for customers. I think the other element that really is fascinating is the data element. There's so much data out there. Everyone talks about data and how it can be used for good, but we really still have to figure that out. So I'm excited to talk to some experts and get their take on how the next couple of years will play out.
Connor, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, to echo Sachin with the data point, I mean, marketers and organizations have so much data. And obviously, as a data strategy analyst, I work with data every single day. But knowing how to use that data and unlocking it and using it to your advantage, I think that's something that a lot of marketers are really having to adapt to.
That's right. And to hold you over, I wanted to give you a quick sneak peek from an interview that I had with Rahul Kak. He is an executive director of behavior change marketing at CVS Health. And this was particularly interesting to me because I hadn't heard of behavior change marketing. I also didn't know the impact that it had for marketing organizations. So wanted to share a little insight from Rahul.
I think one of the modern trends in marketing has been moving away from channel-centric teams to multi-channel teams, or sometimes you hear omni-channel. So each of our pods is empowered as much as possible to operate in as many channels as we can. And then the realities of operational complexity means that there are certain channels, such as digital channels, that, you know, are still going to, you know, have to exist as their own separate structure. But to the extent that you can as a marketer, I would say lesson learned is to empower a team to operate in all these channels as much as they can and own the operation. So within a pod, you know, they're running email, direct mail, SMS, outbound calls. There's paid media, paid search, paid social, mobile app notifications, web placements.
All right, guys, that wraps up our last Leading Through Change mini-series episode. We are really excited to bring some conversations to you on our next Moment Makers series. In the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter. My handle is at C. Razul. Yours is?
At Collins Me Megan. Get it? Like, called me Megan.
I get it. Okay. Yes.
So if you're a moment maker out there, if you want your story heard, just let us know. You can email us at cloudcast@salesforce.com. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Now, if you enjoyed the show, go ahead and subscribe, be inspired, and become a trailblazer. You can check us out on marketingcloudcast.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Thanks to our editing partners at Think Ahead Studios, Salesforce Studios, and Audible.com. Talk to you soon.